From Mark, we hear Peter's confession of Jesus. We need to catch up to the text. By now, Jesus has fed 5,000 and is with the disciples at Caesarea Philippi. This place is the most northern part of Jesus' journey and is a retreat location where he reveals to them his purpose as Messiah. Jesus might have wanted to grab the disciples by the ear and ask, "Is this thing working?" Some are still asking, "Who is this Jesus?" The truth comes out. This is the Christ. What does that mean? The power of this Christ is to suffer and is different from what they think the power of Christ should be. Peter says Jesus is the Messiah, but he misunderstood what that was for Jesus, a suffering Messiah. As disciples, we are told we will suffer for the gospel. If we deny our call by Jesus to others, or if we deny Jesus, Jesus will deny us to the Father in the end. My life is not my own as a disciple of the gospel. It is now God's life in me that I live. Peter knows Jesus, but does not understand. He is with Jesus, but doesn't hear what Jesus is saying. On the mountaintop, Jesus is talking with Elijah and Moses. Peter doesn't stop talking and listen until the heavens open up and God says, "Listen to him." Why wouldn't he just listen to those three people talking to each other? Maybe out of fear or confusion, and his humanism gets in the way. Peter is a man who just got it right a moment ago. He gets the special treatment of alone time with Jesus, Elijah, and Moses, and he gets it wrong again. Sounds like most of us. We think we know, so we go about doing things our way. Not wanting to muddy the waters with truth or gospel, so we get it wrong. Some think Elijah and Moses represent the law and prophets coming together with Jesus. Maybe so. Maybe this is a foretelling, what Jesus tells the lawyers about the great commandments: love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and strength, and love your neighbor as yourselves. Jesus says, all the laws and prophets hang on these two commandments, according to Matthew's gospel. This experience of God revealed to Elijah, Moses, and Jesus has been extended to the disciples. We could be asking ourselves, who is Jesus, and who do we say Jesus is? Are we listening? Do we want to follow the Christ? Do we want to live for the gospel? What is more important than living for Christ? Can we give up our life for Christ? Leading into Lent, we should ask ourselves those very questions. God is telling us to be servants to all God's people and not to serve just ourselves. Who do you say Jesus is, and what do you say is his mission? Have you witnessed the open gate of the Father? How do you love God and your neighbor? The open gate of Christ is life abundant and gives us the ability to love our neighbors. God comes to us because of God's great love of the creation. God comes to restore the broken relationship with all nations so that all may come to know and love God the way God first intended. God shows the abundant grace of a creating God by forgiving the sins of all people. And Jesus said, "I have chosen you. You do not choose me." God chose to come to us as a baby. And God chose to go to the cross to suffer. And God chose to open the gate of restoration in Jesus Christ so we can turn back to God and live in the light of God forever. Amen. Let us pray. Lord of light, as you were transfigured on the mountain, your followers were given a glimpse of your glory. Shine your light in our lives, so that we may know how truly marvelous you are. Give us courage to share the light of your open gate with all peoples. Amen.